I'll pray real quick over the meeting here. Father, we thank you so much for this day and for this opportunity that we get to come together and worship you, especially during this special time in the season, Lord, that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift ever given, and we are all recipients of it, and therefore we should all rejoice in this, Lord, Father. I pray for everybody in the room, Lord, to be able to just lay down all their worries and stress and fears and be able to just relax in this next week, that you'll be on the forefront of their mind, Lord, knowing that whatever has been lost in this life is not even in comparison to what has been given to us, Lord. Help us to remember, Father, the great gift of Jesus Christ this morning. All week long, Father, I pray that on Christmas Day it'll have a special anointing, that when we wake up in the morning, Father, we will feel your presence and be truly thankful for Jesus, the greatest gift ever given. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm excited for Christmas too. It's going to be a good day, good season. I need a break. I'm ready to be off next week. Go to relax a little bit. Well, I want to recap last week. I spoke on the title was Christ Lived for Us. And what I said was, often we talk about Christ dying for our sins and dying for us, but we don't talk as often about how he lived for us. Hebrews 10:5 says that Christ, and I said that I picture this as being Christ and God in heaven having a conversation. And Hebrews 10:5 says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. And I said, here I am, O God, to do your will. So the law wasn't cutting it anymore, was it? Sacrifice and offerings, God was just done with it. He was done with it. And he had something so much better in store for us. And I love that it seems like Christ just said, can I go? Can I do that for you? Out of his great love for us, he said, you prepared a body for me. Let me go. So God breathed into another body. I was just thinking about, he said, a body you prepared for me. And I was just thinking about all the bodies in this room. How many bodies had God prepared before Christ? That he takes, in the Bible, we're going to read it here in a minute in John, it says that Christ was wrapped in flesh. And he just breathed life into it. And so he took a body and put himself, put Christ in it, and breathed life into it, and sent it into the world. And this body was not like anybody. This person was not like anybody. He was special. He was the Son of the living God. He came as a baby boy, fragile and gentle and very vulnerable. And I marvel at the thought that all of mankind's hopes and dreams were in this little tiny baby. And he trusted Mary and Joseph with this little baby. I said in my sermon, I said, you know, you accidentally drop a baby. Everything came upon this baby. And God sent him in that way. And he did that because he wanted him to be like us in every way. He wanted him to experience everything that we experience from a baby to be a man. Hebrews 4, we read it last week, Jesus the great high priest. And it said in the scriptures that he was like us in every way. He was tempted like us in every way. It said that he can identify with our weaknesses because he was like us in this life. I want you to understand how important that is, that he is able to understand you because he was like you. He lived like you. I wrote down here this last week, but he laughed like us. He cried like us. He felt love like us, and he felt rejection like we felt before. It is such a great gift to have someone truly understand you. I said last week that you will only have two or three people in your life that will truly understand you. Do you believe that? I was talking about my wife and how much I love my favorite thing about our relationship is that we're unity and understanding. And Christ is the same way for us. He understands us completely because he lived the life that we have lived in every way. But the amazing gift of Christ Jesus is that not only does he understand you, but he understands the Father. We read again in Hebrews last week that Scripture says that he came from heaven. After I read that, I started reading multiple verses that said, no man has seen God except for the Son. And I never really saw that point in the Scripture until last week. That he makes a big point to say, I was in heaven, and now I'm here with you. And so I understand you because I lived your life, but I also understand him because that's where I came from. What a great gift. How important is that to us? How important is it to have somebody that can lead the way to the Father because he's been there also and understands him too? That is the gift that's been given to you this year, this season. Is that's one of the gifts. There's so many. I'm not going to keep you too long today, but I was just thinking about how wonderful and how many gifts were wrapped up in one gift in Jesus Christ that we have. I mean, it's amazing to think about, and as I started to write, it's literally overwhelming to think about how many things came in this little baby that we're going to be celebrating on Christmas Day. One scripture I want to read, there's so many, but again, I'm trying to keep it short today. I'm going to read John. Turn with me to the Gospel of John, John 1, please. And we will just read about Christ. Our scriptures aren't on the wall today because Lynn is at home sick. We should pray for her before we leave. And I think T is too, isn't he, Sophie? So we need to pray for them. Scripture says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. And without him, nothing was made that had been made. And in him was light, and that light was the light of all men. And the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And there came a man who was sent from God, and his name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human's decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him and cries out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. And from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. How good is that? What a gift. What a gift. That is not my coffee. So yes, I want to talk today, just shortly, I've already kind of gotten into, but the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ. Bear with me, I'm missing my notes here. All right, sorry. I was on the wrong sermon altogether. All right, yes, the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ. He came full of grace and truth. I love that. Moses came with the law. That was, do this, don't do this. Can you imagine the overwhelming pressure of having to do everything that the old Mosaic law told us to do? Can you imagine every time that you argued with your wife or husband, you had to go in there and bring a sparrow or something and kill it, a dove, something, before you could get your sins forgiven? And you couldn't even do it. You'd have to go to the priest and he would have to do it for you. You had no real connection with the Father. Moses came with the law and it was heavy, heavy, heavy work to bear up under constantly. But Jesus Christ came with grace and truth. He became our high priest. It's one of the many gifts that he's given us. How many of you are thankful that he came with grace and truth? Like we've taught before, Ms. Murphy used to teach us this all the time, that he didn't just come with 50-50 grace and truth. He came with 100% grace, 100% truth. Never giving in to either one. They both were 100%. And I'm thankful for that. But in the gift of Christ, in this gift that's been given to us that we are about to celebrate, we have access to the Father. We have complete access to the Father. The Scripture says we can come boldly before the throne because of this gift that's given to us. Christ said, I am the way to the Father. He knows the way and he is the way. And that is part of the gift that we have in Christ. We have forgiveness of sin. I mean, we could go on and on about this, but forgiveness of sins. The Scripture says that he bore the wrath of God for us. What can we say to that? We have eternal hope for ourselves. We have eternal hope for our loved ones. The Scripture says the promise is for you and your children and all those who are far off. We have that is so comforting to me to know that this promise is not just for me, it's going to be for my great-grandchildren too. And it's for the people that are lost, that are living now, that I'm desperately wanting them to know the Father. The promise is for them too. There's always hope in Christ. That's what we're celebrating this week, this coming up week on Christmas, is that he made that possible, when God made that possible when he sent Christ to us. It's part of the great gift that we've been given. All those who are far off, we have joy that comes from heaven in this gift. Not happiness that is circumstantial, but true joy that is eternal, that does not ever end. We have peace in Christ through this gift that we're celebrating. Scripture says that he is the Prince of Peace. How many of you love peace in your heart? Gosh, I do. Don't raise your hand. I do. I love it. I tell you what I love the most is when I don't have it. You start to realize how desperate you need peace. Then often I think about, I'd give everything I have to give it. Just the last couple of weeks, I was telling Jack Redwood this morning that we've been really slow at work. And Misty knows, and my wife knows, we've been slow at work and trying to figure out how to pay the bills. And on Friday, I was praying, and I just felt like peace. Amen. And I just thought, how does anybody live without this God? How does anybody live without this gift? Listen, this happened. My circumstances did change, financially meaning, you know, I was able to get some work. But the peace came before that happened. And I was able to rest. How many of you love it when that peace falls on you? Do you know that? Yeah, you can clap to that. That is what a great gift. What a great gift. People live, think about this, people live every day that don't know him, that never have received that. They've never felt that before in their life. That's sad and overwhelming. We have rest for our spirit in this year. I needed rest in my spirit this last week, and he gave it to me. If you don't have rest in your spirit, go to him. Go to him this week. Understand that that's what this gift was all about. the gift of Christ, so that you could have rest in your spirit. We have a river of love that never ends in Him. It never, ever ends. It is constantly flowing to us. The scripture says that Christ said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Height nor depth, demon angels, nothing can separate us from His love. And it was His great love, the Father's great love, is the whole reason He sent Him here for us. It's because He loved you, and He loved me, while we were His enemies, the scripture said. I marvel at the thought every time when I read that scripture, it says, while we were His enemies, He died for us. But the very Roman soldiers that were beating Him, He was going to die for us. He still loved Him. I wish that I was able to look at people the way God looks at people. That He can look beyond all the rhyme and the verse and see what's in you. And He knows the purpose that He has for you and has for you. And He's able to look over all of the other things. Well, I tell you, it was enabled by Christ dying for us. The hope is that He sees Him in us and not just us, right? That is the hope. And again, part of the gift of Christ Jesus to us that we celebrate. We have to remember this season. We have to, it needs to be on the forefront of our mind. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And nothing can separate you from my love. In Christ, in this gift, we have a friend. We have a good friend in Christ. And He's a powerful friend who always has the right words of encouragement for you. He's always there for you. Again, you're not going to have too many friends like that in your life. But He's always there. Has Christ always been there for you? Listen, it's cliche and it sounds super religious, but I'm just telling you, He has always been faithful to me. He has always been there for me. There's never been a time in my life that I said God was not faithful to me. There have been times in my life where I wondered if He was going to be faithful to me. And I questioned it. It's called having a lack of faith. But He never failed me. All of my life, He's been faithful. And He's been good friend to me. How much do you appreciate that He said, I no longer call them slaves or servants, but I call them my friends. He was talking about us. He was talking about us. You are a friend of God. We have victory in Christ Jesus with this gift. Because this little baby was born, we have victory. We have victory no matter what it looks like now, no matter what you're going through now, the difficulty or the hardship or the stress of life. You have victory in Him, and I'm going to tell you, nobody can take that away from you. It's in you, because He's in you. That you will be victorious. That's a great gift. All of these gifts that I've named so far, the world cannot give to you, and money cannot buy them. That's amazing. I was thinking this week about the Rob Reiner thing. You know, his son murdered his wife in bed. And I was just thinking, money. They have money running out of their ears, and somebody in their household, their own flesh and blood, was so bitter and so hurt and so angry, they took their life. The world cannot give you peace. It cannot give you rest. No matter how much money you have, no matter how successful you are, it will never give you the things that we're talking about here. It will never give you peace. It will never give you rest in your spirit. It will never give you hope. It will never give you love. These things only come from this baby boy that we're celebrating on Christmas Day, Jesus Christ. He is the only way that we can have any of these things. The ultimate gift. What a wonderful gift in Christ that we've been given. He came wrapped in flesh. We have these gifts, and we've all been recipients of these things we're talking about, and we carry them around in us.
We have peace and the world doesn't have peace. We have love and the world doesn't have love.
And listen, there was a day when you did not have these things. Do you remember that day?
I remember so clearly looking in the mirror as a young teenager, and I had been wayward with God. I had not talked to God in years at this point. And I remember thinking, I just have nobody that loves me in my life. And I remember thinking, I have no peace. Just looking at myself in the mirror, I have no rest. I have nothing. I have nothing. And then, as I grew up and came here, somebody, again, y'all have heard me talk about it, but Marty Coleman offered me this gift one day. He offered it to me. But there was a day that I didn't have it, and I was able to receive it. I want to encourage you this morning that you have these gifts in you, and they were for you, but not only just for you. If you've received any of the things we just talked about, then part of your duty and your response to that is you give it back to somebody else. There's people out there in the world that you are working with every day, that you are rubbing shoulders with every day, that don't have peace, and don't have rest, and don't have hope, and don't have joy. Would you want to withhold that from them when you are the carrier of that? We have to remember that also this season, that we are the carriers of Christ Jesus. We are the light of the world because He lives in us. We are the salt of the earth. It is our job and our only proper response to receiving this great gift is to be able to give it back to somebody else. Who have you given it to? Who have you given those gifts to in your life? You can't just receive only. You have to give it back. So I want to rejoice in the great gift that He's given us, but I want us to feel compelled to give it to somebody else and not just hold it for ourselves. Let me tell you what happens when you just hold it for yourself. It just tends to run out. It's a weird thing. It's like shoving your mouth full of food over and over again and you're full now and you keep trying to eat and it just makes you sick. You have to give it out, and then you can put more in you. If you want peace, give it. If you want hope, give it. If you want love, give it. If you're lacking in an area of your life in Christ, give that gift out to somebody else, and I guarantee you God will replace it with more. And also, it's not just that it gives you more, it's almost like He takes it up another level. There's nothing like giving these things out to people. And getting it back tenfold, it's like a tithe, but it's so much better than money. Give it out. Let's remember and stay focused this year and celebrate Jesus Christ, the great gift to us, that was given at no charge to you.
Now, did you make it difficult? This is another thing I thought. Peter says He's given us everything we need for life and godliness. He didn't just give us the Son. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us access to Him.
The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead has been given to you. It lives in you, in me.
We have that. What more could He have given? All I kept thinking when I kept writing this is, He gave us the very best thing that He could have given us.
There's nothing that He could have given us any better than what He's given us. There's literally nothing. I don't know. I was racking my brain just thinking, what is something else that I lack that He could have given me that's not in this?
And it's just, there's nothing there.
It is everything we need because we are created by Him, for Him. So everything that He's given us is just perfect. It's just perfect. Your life runs on God. Your body runs on God. Your emotions run on God. Removal of that, and you are a miserable entity walking around. But with it, every gift that He's given, peace, hope, love, joy, give you things that make your life run smoother and easily. He gives you that rest that you can enjoy. We were made by Him and for Him. And again, we are carriers of it. If we don't give it out, they won't get it. We have to give it. It's the only thing required of us in response to this great gift. So, going with me this year, and you know, I think we've done this, Lee, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but every year here recently, especially in the mornings on Christmas morning, we always try to pray before we open a single gift and just thank God. We started doing that a while back, and I don't remember exactly why or when, but I tell you, it changes the whole mood. Now, when the kids were little, they were like ravenous for the presents. It's hard to do that. But now that they've gotten older, we're able to take some time and just sit down and pray before you start your meal and give your gift to anybody. Knowing that the greatest gift came from heaven. And that's what this season is really all about. And I just want to focus on that. I want to put your mind on that. I want to help you to focus on that this year. So will y'all do that with me this year? All right. Stand up and let's pray. Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm thankful to be here with you guys. It's been a great year so far. So, Lord, we love you and we do thank you so much. Lord, what can we say in response to the gift that you gave us in your Son? It was very, very costly to you. And free for us. I thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough to give to you. And I hate that you had to watch him die. But we are thankful, Lord, this morning for Jesus Christ. I pray that you help us to be truly thankful for what has been given. I pray that you open our eyes to the truth, to know what really was given on this day. And then I pray that we rejoice, Father. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel. Help us to be willing and ready to share it at a moment's notice, Father. Lord, I want to lift up Lynn and Dee to you this morning and ask you to heal their bodies. Whatever is wrong with them, Father, pray that you help them to feel better. Bless your people, Father, and thank you for your Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. You're dismissed. Merry Christmas.